You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Welcome to the Dale Lally Show here on the DK Pittsburgh Sports Podcast Network. I am your host, Dale Lally, and the Steelers are holding their rookie minicamp this weekend. It's our first chance to get a look at the new draft picks, the new rookies in. The Steelers bring in 17 rookies. That includes their seven draft picks. They also have six first-year players and then 28 players who are at the camp on a tryout basis. And you know, people might ask why, you know, why does it work that way? Well, you couldn't just have a camp with your 17 rookies and six first-year players. You can't have a camp of 23 players. You need enough to be able to get through everything. And so they invite the 28 players to come in and try out, basically. Although when I say try out, you know, you might have some guys that you like there. By and large, you're just guys who are there to basically give you the opportunity to be able to practice. All eyes were on Kenny Pickett, the team's first round draft pick, obviously, and for obvious reasons. And, you know, Pickett talked about how, you know, he was trying to take everything from the classroom to the field and still trying to learn everybody's names. There's a lot thrown at these guys in these situations. You're starting to learn the playbook and things of that nature. And, you know, he talked about how the system was very much similar to what he had run at Pitt the first couple of years there. Of course, Matt Canada had been at Pitt in 2016 when they changed coordinators when he left to go to LSU. You had Sean Watson take over. And he was the offensive coordinator at Pitt for a couple of seasons. And so because he took over a little later, he stuck with basically the same formations and things of that nature. So it's not necessarily a stretch here for Kenny Pickett to learn this Matt Canada offense. And I think that matters as well for them. And it should help him along in the process. And as he mentioned today, he said, look, if I can't get a grasp on this offense, I can't compete for the job. So he knows he has to get ready for the mental part of the game. That's a big thing, you know, if he's going to compete for a starting job, and that's the expectation for Kenny Pickett. He also said that he heard from Ben Roethlisberger since being drafted. And I know there were some, I'm not going to say this was a report or anything of the nature. Look, what people say in a live chat, everybody who follows DKPittsburghSports.com know that we do live chats as well. We do chats with everybody. When somebody asks me a question about something, a lot of times that's my opinion about what I think is going on or what, and maybe that is an informed opinion. But a lot of times you're just offering your opinion on stuff. So somebody in another site was asked, well, is Ben Roethlisberger, is he upset with the Steelers over how things transpired last year? Not, the answer was that's a safe assumption. Well, I don't know that it is. And the person who said that has since backtracked a little bit on that. Again, that's one person's opinion. I thought the Steelers did right by Ben Roethlisberger last year. I think he thinks that they did right by him in terms of how they allowed him to finish out that last season. Now, had they walked away from him after the 2020 season and said, no, we're not going to bring you back, Ben, that's a little different. But they allowed Ben Roethlisberger to go out on his own terms. So that I don't want to get off on this tangent there. But so Roethlisberger talked to Kenny Pickett, and Pickett said, "Look, I'll use Ben Roethlisberger as a sounding board. He gave me his number. He said, if I need anything to call." So I think that's a positive sign for the team and for Kenny Pickett that's the case. He's also, of course, heard from Mason Rudolph and Mitch Trubisky as well. They've been communicating. And I thought Pickett looked good today throwing the football. I thought he commanded the pocket. That's one of the first things that I was looking for. How are they having issues breaking the huddle? Things of that nature. That wasn't the case. And a lot of times when you have young quarterbacks, particularly coming out of the college game, they struggle with that a little bit because many of the quarterbacks in college haven't done that. They just haven't. They get the plays come in from the sidelines via cue cards. Everybody looks and they see the play, and that's the call. They don't huddle. And so being able to command that huddle and take snaps under center, things of that nature. Kenny Pickett handled all that well today. He threw the ball well today. I liked where his ball placement was. Watching he and Chris Oledokun, the Steelers' seventh round draft pick, were the only two quarterbacks at this camp. And I thought Oledokun had the stronger arm. I thought Pickett was much better with his ball placement. Not that that's surprising. That's his calling card. That's what he is known for, being able to put the ball in the tight spots. And I thought his timing on a lot of those passes was good. And that's a tough thing to do in situations like this. I mean, you're talking about working with, six, seven, eight receivers that you've never worked with before. You don't know these guys. A lot of them, and Pickett talked about this, he was trying to talk to guys out there in the field. He didn't know who they were. Didn't know what their names were because he just got together today, basically, or last night. So you're still learning all this stuff. So a good first step for Kenny Pickett in his first day, handled the media well, that crush. I think he's going to be fine as a quarterback. I think that's all gravy at this point. I think, it's going to be interesting to see how he handles the actual competition itself. And that's what I wanted to talk about in a second segment today, because of course we now know the Steelers' schedule for 2022 and how the team will handle that quarterback competition is going to be very interesting based on their schedule. So let's talk about that when we come back. You're listening to the Dale Lally Show here on the DK Pittsburgh Sports Podcast Network. We'll be back with more right after this break.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block, it's only a serve, it's only a tackle, a run, it's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Welcome back. I'm Dale Lally here on the Dale Lally Show. And one of the interesting things about the Steelers' 2022 schedule is that preseason schedule in a quarterback competition. And to me, the reason that is interesting is because, of course, the Steelers only have three preseason games this year. The first one is Saturday, August 13th against the Seattle Seahawks. That's at home. Then they play at Jacksonville on August 20th. That's a 7 o'clock game. And then they finish up the preseason on August 28th against the Detroit Lions. Presumably, they are going to have an open competition between Mitch Trubisky, Kenny Pickett, and Mason Rudolph for the starting job. And I'm not forgetting about Mason Rudolph in this situation, and I don't think they are either. They're going to give him some opportunities here. How those opportunities are divvied up is going to be what's interesting to me, because you only have the three preseason games. And in years past, we know that, you know, Mike Tomlin has always used that third preseason game as really the dress rehearsal for his team. And he was able to do that again last year because the Steelers had four preseason games because they played in the Hall of Fame game. You also last season had a veteran quarterback in Ben Roethlisberger who didn't need a lot of time to get ready to play. The difference this year is that you've got two quarterbacks who are completely new to your system in Mitch Trubisky and Kenny Pickett. So it's going to be interesting to see how Mike Tomlin divvies up those snaps. It'll be interesting to watch that throughout the entire offseason process as well. But watching the how he uses these preseason games this year, again, with only three. Now, I will say that final preseason game comes August 28th. The Steelers then don't open the season until September 11th in Cincinnati. So you've got a two-week lag there between the final preseason game and when you open the regular season. I don't expect to see a lot of veteran defensive players playing in week three of that preseason game against the Detroit Lions. But the offense, on the other hand, where you have an offense with that is, it has a lot of new faces on it. Deontay Johnson, he'll turn 26 by that time, will be the oldest guy on that offense. I would expect to see a lot of those guys on the field. And you have to give the quarterbacks the opportunity to show that they can work with the first team. And they can't do as they've done in the past where, well, just Kenny Pickett's just going to start this game and he's going to play the whole game. Because they also have to get not only give Mitch Trubisky a chance to win the job, they have to get him ready to play. I fully believe that Mitch Trubisky will be the Steelers starter when they open the season September 11th at Cincinnati. I mean, he's the odds-on favorite. Ben Roethlisberger wasn't slated to start as a rookie. That wasn't the idea when he came in to start. He started training camp that year, third on the depth chart behind Charlie Batch. Actually, fourth because they had Brian St. Pierre as well, but he was really third. But they had Tommy Maddox and Charlie Batch ahead of Ben Roethlisberger. Then Batch got hurt. They had to bump Roethlisberger up to number two, get him ready to play. Dumb down the playbook a little bit, for lack of a better term. Make it a little bit easier for him so he could have success. And then he got hurt, and they really had to shorten the playbook. Well, they don't want to do that, largely because if you look at how that schedule breaks down, at Cincinnati, New England at home, at Cleveland on a Thursday night, three games in 11 days to start the season. They have to hit the ground running. A slow start, all of a sudden you're 0-3 or 1-2. Can't afford to do that. So, that's why I fully expect Mitch Trubisky to be the starter. And, you know, so you have to get him ready to play in the preseason. So, to me, that means he's got to play at least three quarters in the preseason, if not more. Maybe a quarter against Seattle in the opener, maybe a half against Jacksonville in week two. And then maybe you could pull him back a little bit in week three and let Pickett play that entire game. But you also have to get Mason Rudolph some snaps. I'm not ready to just say that, hey, they're going to trade Mason Rudolph or anything like that. I don't know. You don't know what's going to happen. As I just mentioned, in 2004, the plan was for Roethlisberger to be number three behind Charlie Batch and Tommy Maddox. Then they both got hurt. Things happen. It's the NFL. So it'd be interesting if you look at that schedule overall. It doesn't set up. I don't know if the schedule makers were all that kind to the Steelers. Again, that Cleveland game in week three at Cleveland, coming off a short week after playing the Patriots, the Browns are going to be playing a second straight home game. That's not right. Typically they'll have the team play on the road before the Thursday night game if they're going to host it. That didn't happen here. But I also look at that and say, maybe week three isn't such a bad time to play the Browns in Cleveland, because who knows what's going to be happening with Deshaun Watson at that point. Then you get the Jets in week four at Buffalo in week five. Week six is against Tampa Bay at home, at Miami in week seven. That's not actually a bad time to play Miami in Miami. You know, you don't want to play them in September early in the season because it's really hot down there. At Philadelphia in week eight, then the bye week in week nine, come out of that in, with against the Saints in week 10 at home, and then at home again in week 11 against the Bengals. And then back-to-back, that's a back-to-back stretch of night games as well. That Bengals game is a Sunday night game at 8:20. They then travel to Indianapolis Monday, November 28th for an 8:15 game. Then you come out of that against the Atlanta Falcons on a short week. Get the Ravens at home on December 11th at Carolina, December 18th. And then, of course, the game everybody's going to be really excited for, the Raiders on Christmas Eve at 8:15. That'll be being one day after the 50th anniversary of the Immaculate Reception. So the Steelers will do a big to-do with all of that. Should be interesting. And you finish up at Baltimore for a 1 o'clock game on New Year's Day, of course. That'll be interesting. And then the game against the Browns in week 18. So, I mean, the schedule is the schedule. You know, I think if Kenny Pickett is going to start this year, I always look at the bye week. When does the bye week fall when it comes to a rookie first round draft pick? If he doesn't win the job coming out of training camp, getting an opportunity to start. And so that week nine bye to me, you know, back-to-back road games at Miami, at Philadelphia in week eight. The Steelers have always struggled in Philadelphia for whatever reason. I don't know why they have. So it wouldn't surprise me if, you know, if something were to happen, if Trubisky wasn't playing well, that could be a time when Mike Tomlin could decide to make a change. I expect Trubisky to play well, you know, maybe better than a lot of people think, because I do think he fits Matt Canada's offense well, as does Pickett. I think they both have some things that they do well, the athleticism that they have in their games that gives them an opportunity to be pretty good contributors in Matt Canada's offense. You know, but I think when you look at that early part of the schedule, you know, at Cincinnati, New England at home, at Cleveland, that's a rough stretch. But I'll say this, I would rather play three games in 11 days, which is what the Steelers do in the first week of the season, weeks one through three, as opposed to doing that in weeks 11 through 13. Because by then you're already beat up. To me, you know, they should be in pretty good shape injury-wise coming out of training camp and then playing those first 3 weeks. And then you get a little bit of a rest there, a little mini break before they come back and play the New York Jets on October 2nd. So the schedule is the schedule. There's nothing you can do about that, but should be interesting. We'll see, you know, if and when Kenny Pickett gets on the field. I know that's what's going to be, people are going to be looking for. And, you know, the first time Mitch Trubisky throws an interception, I'm sure there's people going to be calling, put Kenny Pickett in. Give the guy a chance. Interceptions happen. I know you all want to see Kenny Pickett get on the football field. It's going to happen sooner rather than later. They didn't draft him in the first round just to watch him stand on the sidelines for the next 2 or 3 years. He'll play sooner rather than later. You know, the idea is to try to win football games. And to me, I think, you know, coming out of the gate, at least how I feel right now, Mitch Trubisky will give them that best opportunity to do that coming, you know, starting out. So we'll see. That's why they have a training camp. That's why we'll be charting everything that happens at training camp and keeping an eye on all that stuff. Should be a lot of fun. It's been a while since we've had a quarterback controversy or a quarterback competition in Pittsburgh. So I'll have to pull up my notes on how to cover such a thing. It's always fun. But that's going to do it for today's show. I appreciate you listening to the Dale Lally Show here on the DK Pittsburgh Sports Podcast Network. If you like the show, give us a like, share it with other people. We appreciate that. Listen to some of the other shows we got in here. You got the Alex's Pirates podcast to be named later. Of course, DK's Daily Shots and all those good things. You got the Looking Back series that we do as well. So lots of good stuff on here for you to listen to. But that's going to do it. I'll be back again next week. We'll talk a little bit more about everything that happened and get you ready for OTAs. Those start in a couple of weeks as well. But thanks for listening to this edition of The Dale Lally Show here on the DK Pittsburgh Sports Podcast Network.